This is episode number 2420 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, April 6th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
If you've been watching Brooke Shields' documentary this week,
which I saw it.
Pretty awesome. I gotta tell you, it's
okay.
I've seen the last half of it.
Yeah,
I need to go back and watch the first part because it's good.
For those of us, so I would say we were 80s kids that grew up about the same time Brooke Shields did.
Mm-hmm.
We remember her because she was the thing. She was the it girl, and she kind of personified wholesomeness, except that she was in a bunch of movies where she was naked. But other than that. Sorry.
Anyway, there's plenty of bombshell info, like how old she was before she went all the way and with who.
Yeah, we don't give all that away.
So without giving anything away, which you can find online, but you really should watch it. Without giving anything away, the two-episode, two-and-a-half-hour show on Hulu shows Brooke telling her own story from the wacky 80s when she was the girl of the decade, doing movies that would now be considered soft child porn.
Yeah, they would.
To going to college and into her adult years. And you remember her Calvin Klein jeans ad?
Oh, ads.
Nothing ads. Comes between me and my Calvins.
And by the way, in the documentary, they show like about 10 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like I'd forgotten all of them and how
they were
ridiculous they were. But at the same time, a lot of times she was quoting literature at the same time that she's contorting her body in these skin-tight jeans at the age of 14, telling us how good they made her feel.
Well, before all these thirst trap ads for Gap, Ralph Lauren, and even modern day Calvin Klein, there was Brooke Shields.
Remember, nothing comes between me and my Calvins.
They were huge. Serious. I mean,
Calvin Klein's. I mean, I wasn't a girl, but they Calvin Klein brand was bigger because of her.
Well, and Michael J. Fox.
Well, Michael J. Fox, but that was the underwear. But I'm talking about the jeans.
Yes.
I wore Calvin Klein jeans in the 80s. I mean, that was like the thing.
They were big.
Designer jeans.
Big,
remember that? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I mean, now designer jeans are, you know, $200 a pair, which is stupid.
Well, they weren't cheap then. I mean,
no,
they were like,
they weren't.
I don't know. 501s, I think, were like $15.
Yeah.
And Calvin's were $37.
Yeah, something like that.
That's a lot of money back then.
So she does have something to say about JFK Jr.,
yes,
Michael
I've
Jackson,
forgotten that.
And others.
And others.
It's called Pretty Baby, Brooke Shields.
Yeah.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, you can stream it. I had forgotten a little bit of it, but I watched it. Well, the biggest thing I took away from it is that she really was pretty genuine in her explanation about all of it. I'm not sure that anybody's going to feel horribly sorry for her life. Doesn't sound like she had too tough of a life. She had some issues with postpartum, but
And she's really what I love is the fact that she's really honest about the postpartum. Which is,
she's been married to the same guy for 22 years, which is amazing, and has two almost grown teenage daughters. So
but she's brutally honest about what
we need to get her on the show here. She was on Howard Stern yesterday. I'm a little pissed. I mean, who we're not chopped liver. Somebody get
That's
on that,
right.
Won't
you? Well, you need to do a hashtag Brooke.
Yeah, there you go. Brooke.
Yeah.
Brooke. We'll even Zoom.
Yeah.
We'll have your people call our people, and then you can pay for lunch.
yes, please. Bring donuts. Your girl, Olivia Wilde.
Uh-huh.
She says, Jason Sudeikis. What does he play? What's his name?
He's Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. That's
Ted Lasso.
It. Oh,
Ted
gosh,
Lasso.
Yeah. She says he's a deadbeat dad.
What? No, not Ted Lasso. He can't be. He's too nice.
Well, she claims Jason has paid her zero child support despite earning a significantly superior income.
Huh.
And now Olivia says she's carrying 100% of the cost for the children's care, which includes food, clothing, and extracurricular activities while they are with her.
Wait.
Welcome to the world.
You just mentioned some words there that make no sense in what she's saying. She provides for them 100% while they are with her. Sounds like they don't have a child support issue because they never agreed to one.
They did agree to one.
Custody.
Well, they may. It may be majority custody when she may have physical and.
But if she's asking now for child support,
they already had. There was an order for child support.
Okay.
All right. So now she did. Note,
so you're saying that he's refusing to pay her that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, hold on, good Lord, hold the phone. She said her and Jason, they're supposed to split the kids' school tuition.
Okay, I get that.
And she's seeking $500,000 from Sudeikis and for him to pay child support retroactive to the date which she filed the case. Also seeking attorney's fee be paid since she's accusing Jason of litigating her into debt. And take a guess how much she's worth.
I don't know, a couple million dollars, $5 million?
No, she's actually worth $10 million. Who would have guessed?
Well, I mean, in today's world, that's five houses.
Most of it's real estate.
Yeah, sure.
And court records show her mortgage is $71,000 a month.
Holy crap.
Her monthly expenses for the house, laundry, and food is $107,000 a month. You know.
Wow, $30,000 a month that she spends on everything else.
Just not feeling too bad.
No. It sounds like to me that actually there is no child support. I don't think. The state of California would not allow him not to pay child support. So it sounds like to me she's seeking child support after they agreed to not have child support. So we'll see.
Anyway.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Otherwise, her lawyer would have been saying, hey, he said he was supposed to pay X, and he's not paying.
Right. So
I think she just wants money now that he's making money, and she's not.
Now that he's Ted Lasso
he's
and
Ted
she's
Ted Lasso,
not.
But Ted Lasso's not going to last forever. They're done after, what, next season? Season after that? I don't know.
I don't know. But, you know, he's making hay.
He made hay. He made hay. He's still making hay.
Well, he's making, that's what I'm saying. He's,
if she
he's
wouldn't
making
be
hay.
Traipsing around with Harry Styles and her salad dressing. What the hell?
And making weird movies.
Yeah. You know what? Have you seen it?
No.
It's on, I think it's like on Peacock or something. I might have to watch it.
Well, of course you'll watch it. It's Olivia Wilde.
Harry Styles is in it. Woo.
Oh, and here I thought you were going to watch it for Olivia Wilde.
With our apologies to Harry Styles and Halle Berry. More news tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.